Now, when you get to a party, do you head for people your own age? Have you ever grumbled about entitled millennials? Have you ever rejected a haircut or a relationship or an outing because it's not age appropriate? Well, for adults, there's no such thing. All these behaviors are ageist, and we all do them. And we can't challenge bias unless we're aware of it. Nobody's born ageist, but it starts in early childhood, around the same time attitudes towards race and gender start to form, because of the negative message about late life. Those bombard us from the media and popular culture at every turn, right? Wrinkles are ugly, old people are pathetic, it's sad to be old. Look at Hollywood. A survey of recent Best Picture nominations found that only 12% of speaking or named characters were age 60 and up, and many of them were portrayed as impaired. Older people can be the most ageist of all because we've had a lifetime to internalize these messages and never thought to challenge them. I had to acknowledge it and stop colluding senior moment quips, for example. I stopped making them when it dawned on me that I lost the car keys in high school and I didn't call it a junior moment.